If you haven't thought about the platypus recently, I think it's time we have another look at them. The basic stuff is that they're one of two mammals that lays eggs, and they have the bill of a duck, the tail of a beaver, and the body of an otter. Some Dreamtime stories say that they're the hybrid of a duck and a water rat.
Semi-amphibian, it burrows in the ground like a rabbit. But queerest contrast of all is that it lays eggs and yet suckles its young. When startled London scientists saw a dead platypus specimen 100 years ago, they said it was a fake.
When Europeans first started sending the bodies of platypuses back to England, a lot of people thought it was a hoax at first. In the late 18th and 19th centuries, it was somewhat common to falsify the bodies of animals by stitching parts of different animals together. Robert Knox, a grave-robbing anatomist from Edinburgh, said that at first, people thought of platypuses the same way they thought of mermaids and other works of art. But once they started dissecting it and saw there weren't any stitches to be found on the body, they had to accept the reality of the platypus. And that would have been a hard thing to do. The animal is an absolute anomaly. They seem to be a mix of reptiles, mammals, and birds.
At first glance, the platypus seems mild-mannered. This non-aggressive hunter actually closes its eyes while searching for food, using its broad bill like a homing device. The soft-skinned snout has special sensor organs that send out feeler signals, similar to radar, picking up vibrations from nearby worms and shrimp.
Platypuses are also one of the few mammals who produce venom.
Despite being caught by surprise, the resident male has won the encounter easily. He hasn't had to use his most damaging weapon. The poisonous spur on his hind leg is fed by a venom gland that in the breeding season reaches its maximum size.
Now, the venom isn't lethal to humans, but it has been described by Victoria Cross winner Keith Payne as more painful than being hit by shrapnel. The pain is enough to incapacitate some people. The wound swells outwards and the pain can persist for weeks or months. These animals are truly one of a kind, and they're only native to Australia.
He's a semi-aquatic, egg-laying mammal of action. He's a furry little flatfoot.
Even though Perry the Platypus, who is a character on the Disney Channel show Phineas and Ferb, is one of the only representations of platypuses on television, the animal is pretty beloved by us Aussies. They're on the 20-cent coin and the New South Wales flag. And of course, they have been what we call totems for some Indigenous Australians for a long, long time. In the 1940s, during the war, Australia even gave its allies gifts of platypuses to strengthen ties and boost morale. A creepy gift, to be sure, but probably a well-intentioned one. Last week, the Journal of Australian Mammalogy found that the platypus might be in trouble. UNSW has found that their habitats have shrunk by a quarter in the past 30 years, and populations of platypuses have disappeared from some creeks and waterways in Brisbane. So, conservationists have been trying to nominate it for threatened species status. Scientists think this is happening due to a bunch of environmental reasons, like droughts drying up fresh water sources, building of dams, housing developments being built around water sources, and erosion resulting in water becoming shallower. The list goes on. Platypuses aren't near threat of extinction yet. But as the only country where these little animals live, and the threat of climate change continuing, it might be time for Australia to start thinking about them a little more and putting more plans for them in place.